store it and feed it during springtime when it was farming to the mules and horses, and we'd have that separate so we could get to it in the spring of the year.
When you harvested hay, what did you call the...
The piles?
Out in the field, yeah.
Well, you cut your hay and then you rake it into a windrow and then you pile it with a rake, and then we usually just load it on a wagon with a hay frame on it.
Okay.
Haul it to the barn.
All right, if you had too much hay to get it all in the barn...
We make a haystack out on the side of the lot somewhere.
Okay. Now, did you ever have a thing there that had four poles and a sliding roof for hay?
No. We used to use a shed.
Uh-huh.
It had a roof over it.
Yeah.
And on one end of it, we'd build a fence to it so cattle could get to one end of it and eat hay out of the end of the building as far as they could reach.
Mm-hmm.
Then we'd move the hay towards that end of the building as they used the hay out of it.
Okay.
In wintertime.
Did you call it anything special?
Just a hay shed.
Okay.
Sometimes they do a haystack that way, let the cattle eat around it and then pull it down as they eat.
When you first cut the hay, you tell me you raked it into what now? What were those first?
Small piles or little cotton piles.
Okay.
All right.
Did you have a special building to keep the cows in?
Some people did. We kept ours all in the same barn.
Okay. Now, if they had a special one just for the cows, what did they
call it? Cattle barn.
Cattle barn, okay.
Okay.
And how was it different from a regular barn?
Usually it had a different type of trough for feeding cattle where you're milking them. And from mules, you'd close the mules up in the stables to stay. But the cattle, you usually pull them out into maybe a hallway to milk and feed them and then put them back to the stable after you finished with them.
Did you ever have anything out in the field for them to get under in case bad weather came?
Nothing except just trees.
Okay. Did you ever see anything built out in the field that was for that purpose? Like just a roof and poles of some kind?
Well, yes. I've known people do it. We didn't have it.
Mm-hmm.
But I've known people to use it, and they tell me they'll go to a thicket.
And go to a thicket stand?
Instead.
What do you call something like that when it's just poles and a...
It's just a pole shed.
All right, and you keep horses, if you have any, in a place called a...
Barn.
Barn, okay. Now, if you're going to pin your cows up, I guess this is outside. If you're going to pin them up outside to milk them, what would you call that place?
The cow pen?
Yeah, okay. Did you do that did you milk them outside in the summer and inside in the winter?
Usually.
Did they take the cold okay, cows?
Oh, yes. Uh-huh. Weather like we're having now, we'd put them hours back, way back, we'd put them in the barn and close the door on them where they'd be warm. But a cow won't stay in the barn. If you leave the door open and let her have her choice,
uh-huh,
she'll come out.
Do they get a heavier coat? Or?
Yes. They grow that fine hair next to their body.
Okay, did y'all keep pigs?